Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you guys for tuning in again to EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all the news coming out of the NFL. We're going to talk a little bit about Josh Allen, Kentucky star pass rusher. We're also going to recap another AAF game. Trent Richardson had another big night, so I know you guys want to hear about that because it's been a great story. And it's continuing on. It's not over yet. In fact, it's still going strong down there in Birmingham, Alabama, for Trent Richardson. So let's actually start with Josh Allen. Josh Allen is an edge rusher who can excel in a 4-3 or a 3-4 defense. Watching Allen rush the quarterback will be like seeing another Von Miller or Khalil Mack go to work. Let's be honest, it's a long shot that any player will live up to the level that Von Miller or Khalil Mack are playing at, but the fact that Kentucky's Josh Allen is even being mentioned in that same class is a testament of the player he is. Allen is so good off the edge, and just like Mack and Miller, he can get after it whether he's at defensive end or at a linebacker position. It's rare that you find individuals with those kind of abilities, and that's why there's going to be a number of teams trying to select the former Wildcat early on draft night. He's got the speed to turn the corner and fly by offensive tackles. Allen has also shown some very good technique at times, and he knows how to disengage blockers quickly. With 31.5 career sacks during his time in Lexington, there's not many guys coming out who are this polished. We know that being able to rush the quarterback is one of the most coveted skill sets for NFL teams, and you get the feeling Allen is going to be a very good player. New York and Oakland could both be in the market for someone like this with their top 10 picks. Imagine if someone like Cleveland traded up and paired Myles Garrett with Allen. For a team like the Browns, who were really bad on the defensive side of the ball for the past year, it makes sense. There's only so many prospects out there that can provide this kind of athleticism, and there's definitely a following around Allen for a reason. You can't let him slip away if you're one of those ball clubs who struggle to get off the field defensively. So Kentucky's got a star pass rusher, defense end, slash outside linebacker, whatever you want to put him at in your defense. He's that good. He can be a 4-3 defense end and rush on every single snap. He can be an outside linebacker in a 3-4 and blitz and occasionally drop in coverage if asked to do so. But overall, this is a guy that is probably below Khalil Mack and Von Miller. I think there's a small chance he could be better than those guys. But I think Von Miller and Khalil Mack are going to end up being better than Josh Allen, but he's still in that category. He's just down the totem pole a little bit, I guess you can say, but still just a rare talent that if you're someone like Oakland who needs to get their defense back together, Josh Allen's the guy to go with. Even the Jets, just to put a star pass rusher on the outside there. And that defense they're running, I think they're switching to a 4-3 with Greg Williams taking over for the Jets. So he would be a 4-3 defense end in Greg Williams' defense. I think he would fit very good next to Leonard Big Cat Williams. You know, Big Cat will probably be kicked inside to one of the defensive tackle spots. So you get Josh Allen and Leonard Big Cat Williams on the same defense. And they're going to have a chance to take over some games. Remember, it's a passing league. These quarterbacks are passing for, you know, 40, 50 times a game these days. And you need pass rushers like Josh Allen that can get to the quarterback, bring him down, register the sack, and help, you know, your team get off the field defensively and, you know, help get off the field also on third downs. Because that's so big in today's era. Today, if you can't get off the field on third down, It's not going to end up going well for you. Josh Allen helps in that aspect of the game. And that's why, you know, teams can't overlook this guy. If you have even a guy that is similar to Von Miller out there on the market, you go get him. And like I said, you know, Cleveland, I would like to see Cleveland, if they can, you know, trade up and not, you know, forfeit too much later on down the line. Miles Garrett and Josh Allen would be a duo as far as rushing the passer goes, and they would cause a lot of chaos and wreak havoc on, you know, teams. The next topic we have up, hat trick. Trent Richardson scored 3 rushing touchdowns in the Birmingham Irons 28-12 victory over the Atlanta Legends. Well, we know now that playing in the Alliance of American Football was one of the best decisions Trent Richardson could have made. The former first-round pick has looked a class above all the other players in the AAF, and he's been the driving force behind the Birmingham Irons' success. Richardson just rushed for 3 touchdowns in the team's win over the Atlanta Legends. That will bring his total up to 6 TDs for the season, and that's outstanding considering there's only been 3 games. The NFL has to be paying attention, and it won't be a surprise if Richardson ends up on someone's roster. Some of the other top performers in the Birmingham and Atlanta matchup were Luis Perez, who threw for 160 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Quentin Patton had 58 receiving yards as well, and he's doing a good job of providing some plays through the air. The Legends were led by Matt Sims, who recorded 328 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions. If Sims can keep putting up the big numbers and avoid turning the ball over, Atlanta will start to improve. Their other stars were Santavious Jones, who had a team high of 72 receiving yards, and Monte Crockett, who had 1 receiving touchdown. Then there was the defensive side of the ball, and Boniquas Brown was Birmingham's best player. Brown had 10 tackles, 1 TFL, and 1 forced fumble. Jeremy Falk, Casey Sales, and Devin Taylor each added a sack for the Iron, too. Tyron Graham led the way for the losing side with 10 tackles. JT Jones also contributed 3 tackles, 1 TFL, and 1 sack for the Legends, but there wasn't enough offense for them to pull out the win. Give Richardson and Birmingham a ton of credit for putting their foot on the gas and getting their 3rd win of the season. Tim Lewis is doing a great job of coaching the squad, and now they're one of the top teams in the league. So the Birmingham Iron, they're having a very impressive start to this AAF season. You know, they're 3-0 now, tied with the Orlando Apollos for the top spot in the whole entire league. And Birmingham, you know, they started out with a shutout the very first game. So we knew their defense was going to be good. But, man, Trent Richardson has been special. Outside of Gary Gilbert, you know, I think Trent Richardson has been, you know, the biggest star in the league. It's between Richardson and Gilbert. Those two are just dominating right now. And, you know, Trent Richardson, former first-round pick, played at the University of Alabama. Very talented guy, but for some reason, he couldn't stick. He couldn't stick around in the NFL. He couldn't find anywhere to really establish himself and, you know, kind of cement himself somewhere in one location. He gets cut and kind of jumped around the league from team to team. And for whatever reason, you know, I think he went and the Canadian Football League for a little bit. I don't know if that worked out. I don't think it did, you know, but for whatever reason, he winds up in the AAF and he completely turns it around. And you got to remember, the Canadian game's a different game. You know, there's 3 downs, the field's bigger. I can see how an American player could have some trouble just adjusting to the rule changes in Canada, especially running back, because there's one less down, so it's more of a passing league. There's one less down, so I mean, you run on the first two downs, and then what? You got to punt it away. So, but anyway, Trent Richardson just completely lights it up for the AAF, proves that he still has a lot of ability, and he really hasn't racked up a ton of yardage. It's always like 50 yards and three touchdowns. He's got six touchdowns in three games. But when you actually look at the guy, he looks like he looks a cut above all the other players out there. He physically is a specimen. He looks like he's in great shape. He looked like, when I seen him, he looked like a guy that was fully aware that this could be his last chance, and that if he doesn't make the most of it, this could be it for him. And clearly he's played like that on the field. And to me, he's getting another NFL shot. I think teams are watching this and they're saying, hey, this could be a diamond in the rough for him. Maybe he's more mature now. Maybe he's going through something. Maybe you never know with guys. There's some people that are, they just are late bloomers when it comes to maturity and things like that. It happens all the time in sports. There's, like for example, Case Keenum. We talked about him the other day. He's what, 31 years old? He just had the best 2 years of his career, the last 2 years at like what, 30, 31. So Trent Richardson, it's not totally off the wall that maybe he has grown up a little bit and is taking it more serious these days. You know, when you're young and you get all that money, sometimes life's coming at you so fast that you aren't grounded enough. I know when I was younger, I definitely didn't have the discipline that I have now. I couldn't imagine not going out on a weekend. Now I could go 3 years without going out on a weekend. I seriously could if I had to, because I get more enjoyment from creativity and progressing towards the goals I set for myself. So for Trent Richardson, maybe he just decided, slow his roll a little bit and focus on football. And if that's the case, we're seeing the results. And who knows, maybe he didn't change anything. Maybe he's just better than all these guys because he's always been more gifted than, the players of this caliber. Who knows? But it looks like he'll get another shot at the NFL after the season. Why wouldn't you take a flyer on Trent Richardson to be your second or third string running back, or even a starter? If he can perform like this at the NFL level, why not start him? But to me, he's at least a third stringer, probably a backup. But like I said, if you get him in camp and he starts running wild, then you go with the hot hand. That's what you got to do. That's all I got today. Thank you guys for listening. I'm John Kuzma from endzoneblog.com. Check out endzoneblog.com. We got our updates every single day. But thank you guys so much. I'm signing off. Take care.